This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
As promised, Dr. Catherine Schmitz is back with us for the second episode in her discussion about how physical therapists can use their knowledge, their education, in order to help those patients who may be slipping through the cracks, and those are cancer survivors. Oncologists may not be aware that there's a place for them in the world of rehabilitation, and here to document that and support that is Dr. Schmitz. Thank you for coming back for a second episode.
You're very welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, we're happy to have you. As everyone might recall, and if you didn't listen to episode number one, it is on our website at pttalker.com. But if just as a recap, we were speaking about the research that Dr. Schmitz has done that shows that there really is a kind of a void. I don't want to be too critical here, but that there are oncologists who maybe do not realize that there is definitely some benefits of referring cancer patients, cancer survivor patients, to physical therapy for rehab. And Dr. Schmitz has done some studies that show that. We'll be actually speaking at the American Physical Therapy Association National Conference in June of 2011. So, Dr. Schmitz, maybe just as a real quick recap, what did your research show, the study that you just recently published?
Sure. The PAL trial was a weight training intervention for breast cancer survivors with and at risk for breast cancer-related lymphedema. And what we actually set out to do was simply to show that weight training was safe for these women to do, given the prior restrictions that were recommended not to lift anything heavier than 5 to 15 pounds ever again in their lives. And to our great surprise, what we found was that the women in our study who entered the study with lymphedema and who did the weight training were one half as likely to develop worsening of their lymphedema, a flare-up of their lymphedema, as women who did not do the strength training. So we went for safety, and we found prevention. And so clearly this is an intervention that would be of interest to PTs that treat women with breast cancer-related lymphedema.
Certainly, and also to the oncologists who are, my understanding is, looking for a place to send these ladies who, you know, are suffering and have nowhere else to turn. So I think we kind of promoted on our first podcast this might be an area that physical therapists want to take a real hard look at. And in order to help them do that, what are some of the details of the study? The email I'm going to get after this podcast is, well, what actually happened? What did Dr. Schmitz do? What were the results? Give us the details.
Okay. So the protocol started with an evaluation by a physical therapist, and then we did further baseline measurements. If the physical therapist cleared the woman for being a participant in a weight training program, and then they actually were taught how to do their weight training exercises by fitness professionals at YMCAs. What we learned was that there was a lot of turnover in the staff of those YMCAs. And so I'm now moving to a model where I really think it's better for a physical therapist to teach these exercises to breast cancer survivors. So your listeners can email me directly, and if they present their qualifications as a PT, I am happy to send them an email that includes the protocol that we used for the PAL program so that they can then institute this in their own clinic.
Perfect. And that email would be?
Schmitz, which is S-C-H-M-I-T-Z, at mail, as in snail mail,
okay.
Dot med, as in medical school, dot UPenn, with two N's, dot edu. And
okay.
I'm sure you'll put it on your website, too.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Dr. Schmitz, so is it not appropriate then over the air, so to speak, to talk about the specific exercises that you did in your study?
Yeah, you know, the specific exercises are much less important than how we did them.
Okay.
So the issue is not so much, it's not that the exercises were special exercises. They really were a fairly standard weight training protocol. What's specific about it and different about it is that women who have had lymph nodes removed and have or are at risk for lymphedema need to start at a very low level of weight and progress very slowly and according to symptom response. In much more of a rehab kind of model of exercise as opposed to a wellness model of weight training.
Okay.
And in addition, it is really all about the technique and biomechanics and making sure that they're using, for example, it's very common for women who start a program of weight training to overuse the small muscles of their wrists by finishing all of their exercises with their wrists. And we need to protect women who have had breast cancer and lymph nodes removed for breast cancer from doing that, because overusing those muscles will draw fluid to their wrist area in an inflammatory response, which in the average person, you know, it just means some extra soreness. But in the breast cancer survivor with an at-risk for lymphedema, can result in onset and worsening of lymphedema. So
perfect.
It's really more about how you do the exercises than what the exercises are.
Okay, so I want to encourage everyone to pay attention in the blog part of our website to Dr. Smith's email address so that you can get a copy of the study. Now, real quickly, in the amount of time that we have left, I want to turn to other cancer survivors. We've certainly been talking about the female breast cancer problems that might exist, but how can physical therapists get involved in other cancer rehab?
I am delighted to tell you that the American College of Sports Medicine convened a roundtable in June of 2009 that has developed a set of guidelines for exercise and rehabilitation during and after cancer treatment for a variety of different cancer diagnoses. Those guidelines have now been published as of July of this year in the journal Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise. This document is widely relevant to the physical therapy profession because many of the recommendations start with the recommendation for an evaluation by a physical therapist prior to starting an exercise program during and post-cancer treatment, as well as starting with a supervised exercise program with someone who is adequately trained in all of the medical issues that may face cancer survivors. I believe that physical therapists are the ideal starting place for cancer patients and survivors for their survivorship, rehab, and wellness issues.
Yeah, but we should probably acknowledge that the physical therapist would have control of the patient during a specific period of time, and then at some point that patient is going to be released into the general population, so to speak, but it's going to be
into the wild,
yes. And so there is a place for, or probably a need for, physical therapists to somehow create a bridge or create a relationship with some fitness professionals that they might then help that patient move towards speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So there are multiple bridges needed in the development of the field of cancer rehabilitation. And, one of them that we've already talked about is the bridge between the clinicians that are treating the patient for curative cancer care and getting those folks more aware of the need to refer to PT in the first place. But then once patients are done with their physical therapist, they need to continue doing their exercise in order to regain full function. It's not uncommon for cancer survivors to lose about a decade of physical functional status as a result of their treatment. And in order for them to regain that, the short bout of physical therapy that they are going to get and is going to be cleared by their insurance is not going to be enough. So I really believe that it's incumbent on the physical therapist and the physical therapy profession to build the bridge then to the wellness centers and to fitness professionals, because physical therapists are the ones that have the training that can then guide the fitness professionals in, you know, what it is that is safe for them to do, as well as trying to be clear with fitness professionals about what their scope of practice should be and when they should be referring back to the PT.
Yeah. So Actually, another excellent opportunity for a possible referral there. So,
absolutely.
Okay, now how would our listeners gain access to the guidelines? Is that
the guidelines are available on the American College of Sports Medicine website, and they also, if they are interested, I am the lead author of those guidelines, and so they can email me directly, and I will send them the reprint, or they can go to the journal itself, Medicine, Science, Sports, and Exercise.
Okay. And your original study, tell us where that was published. Was that New England?
New England Journal of Medicine.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And I also understand that you are famous in the, what was it, the Something Explorer, the Philadelphia
Inquirer.
Inquirer? Yeah, tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, the Inquirer did a feature story on me, and my work extends from obesity prevention to cancer survivorship, and they were, did a feature story about me and my weight training research.
Yeah, and I put you a little bit on the spot there, but I want to acknowledge that your reputation precedes you, and we certainly are thrilled that you took the time to share your information with our listeners today.
Well, I rely on physical therapy professionals for my work to be relevant and clinically useful, and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
That's great. Well, for everyone out there that might be listening, it sounds to me like Dr. Catherine Schmidt is a great friend of physical therapy, doing wonderful work, and I hope that you enjoyed that she was our expert this week. And if you did miss it, be sure and catch her podcast that was on last week so that you can link all this together and put it together. So, Dr. Schmidt, keep up the great work. Thank you so much for sharing your information with all of our listeners today.
You're so welcome.
And this is Jeff Worrell getting ready to sign off for this last edition of PT Talker. But do want to remind you that if you are looking for previous episodes, they're all available on iTunes. And you can go there, just punch in PT Talker into iTunes and it'll come right up. And we're thrilled to be here today with Dr. Schmidt, as we do each and every week, bringing you an expert, someone that is helping us to all be better in our profession, helping to get patients better as quickly as we can. So this is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.